generals throughout the western United States. No one could match his strength and courage. It was his ability to judge character that made him the greatest champion of justice the West ever knew. No matter what the circumstances, the man who was honest and innocent would always depend upon the masked rider's help. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the ranch country! It's going to be trouble! Hello, Silver! Away!
Helen Barker walked into the living room from the kitchen and stopped in surprise when she saw that her husband was getting ready to go out.
Everything's on the stove. Check where you're going.
Oh, just out.
Out where?
Just down the trail a piece.
Down the trail?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be going long, though. You can hold the village for a bit if I'm a little too late, can't you?
I suppose, but why don't you want to tell me where you're going? Is something you think you should hide?
Oh,
is it, Jeff?
Well, you have to get so curious. When a fellow has something to do and you can see he doesn't want to talk about it, can't you let him alone? Gosh, I figure...
Something's wrong.
Listen, Helen,
I... You've never answered like this before.
But, Jody...
You're not leaving this house until I know where you're going. Jack, you've got to tell me. Please, Jack.
All right, if you have to know. I got a message from your pa. I'm going down the trail to meet him.
Oh, Jack, no.
Well, I am.
But you can't. It isn't true.
You think I'm 70?
But I don't understand. You and Father haven't spoken since the day we were married.
Maybe he wants to make up.
I don't believe it.
But maybe he don't. How do I know? All I know is he wants to see me about something or other, and... I don't even let him think I'm a scare of him by staying away.
How do you know he wants to see you?
He sent a note.
To one of his men?
No, a stranger brought it. Says your pa asked him to give it to me.
Where is the note?
I don't know. Threw it away, I guess.
Oh, what did it say?
Oh, gosh, when it comes to asking questions...
Wait, what did it say?
Just what I told you. He wants to see me. He'll be at the grove over west. Didn't say nothing else. If I don't hurry and get started, I'll miss...
I'll try to stop you.
I don't see no reason why you should.
But if you're going, I am going to ask you to leave your gun at home.
Huh?
You heard me, Jack. Leave it here.
What in thunder for?
Because I know your temper. I know how one word can lead to another until they end in a quarrel. I want you to go unarmed because if you're caught and anything should happen to either of you, I don't even want to think about it.
I ain't going to fight.
You don't know what you'll do.
Shucks, honey.
Are you going to leave that gun?
Nope, I don't reckon I will.
Jack.
I'll be careful, honey. I'll find out what your pa wants. And you got my word, I'll be back home inside an hour. Oh, oh boy. Well, here we are, boy. I wonder where Ellen's pa is. Mr. Sampson? Hi, Mr. Sampson. Guess he ain't here yet.
Hey, what in tongue is...
It's him. It's him laying there. He's been drilled. Who's that?
Look over here.
Who is it?
Hey, take it! Oh!
Gun in his hand the same way?
But, hey, This gun ain't mine.
No?
It ain't, I tell you. It ain't. But some of the gun the killer must have left it and took mine. He meant to put the blame on me.
It's all right, Jack.
But I tell you...
Folks around here always knew something like this was bound to happen one of these days, ever since you got hitched to his daughter again as orders.
Wait, fellas, I'm telling you...
Maybe he killed him in a fair fight.
Listen, I don't...
But that'll be for the law to decide. Pete, you don't ride into town and bring the sheriff. We'll stay here.
Right.
Wait. Don't you believe me, fellas? Don't you listen to what I say? I'm not guilty, I tell you.
Jack? Well, we ain't got nothing against you personal, so don't get us wrong. But a killing's a killing, has to be dealt with according. So it's just a waste of breath trying to argue with us.
But, fellas,
what?
A masked man!
A redskin!
A crook!
Don't tap on him.
You can't.
Well, watch them. Me watch them.
Why are you on? Is this a hold up?
No.
Then what are
you... All right, Tuttle, I'll handle them. You examine Sampson. I'll do it.
Hey, where are you up to?
Tuttle and I heard the shots just as you did.
Yeah?
You were closer and got here first. But we've seen what's gone on.
Huh?
And I have an idea. You've made one very serious mistake. Tuttle, was I right or wasn't I?
You
mean Mr. Sampson ain't dead?
Wait. Will he live, Tuttle? You think he can be brought to?
Me not know. Any bad.
Can you help him?
I could try.
Good. Then pick him up and put him across your saddle.
Hey, now, wait, you can't...
I'm giving the orders here.
You can't...
Remember this.
What do you mean?
You can hold Jack for the sheriff. The sheriff can jail him. But in case you're tempted to take justice into your own hands, Jack isn't the murderer until Sampson dies. Here's Hooper.
Hey, you can't get away.
And that library's gun stops lead. Ready, Thomas?
Be ready.
Then let's go.
Come on, Silver. Let's go. Shoot him down.
There, you fool. Hold your fire.
Don't shoot. If Samson's still living, he might get hit. Hold your fire.
Now, maybe you'll be acquitted, but that's for the jury to decide, not me.
You've got to stand trial.
Doggone it, Sheriff. How many times I have to tell you there were no gunfights? Mr. Sampson's been done for when I got there.
That masked gent said he wasn't dead yet.
Well, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I thought he was. And what's that got to do with it anyway? I'm still saying he went shot by me.
I'm wrong and determined to stick to that story, huh?
It's true.
Won't get no jury to believe that.
I tell you,
I don't mind saying I don't myself. You'd be better off if you'd just gone clean.
Oh, the Dickens was trying to argue with you. You do me a favor, Sheriff.
Anything that ain't unreasonable.
Send for my wife. Tell her where I am, and I want to see her.
Oh, sure, that can be done.
It won't be necessary.
Tell him.
I already know what happened.
Cop is
told.
Hey, Sheriff.
Hello, Cop.
Sheriff Ryan's Jack, but I knew someday you and the boys would tangle. It's one of them things just have to happen.
If it did, you ain't sorry.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. What do you think he is? Wasn't him your Paul wanted you to marry? Wasn't it why your Paul made cop foreman? Wasn't it because I cut him out as your Paul made for?
Jack's fellow has your ancient history. I never had it again, eh? Helen chose you, so...
There's no need to discuss it.
Sure, Helen.
Jack, I came here for just one reason. I came to tell you that... that we're through.
What's that?
It can't be any other way. Maybe Father started the quarrel. Maybe he forced you to go. But I can't forget that he was my father. But I begged you not to meet him armed.
But, honey, you don't know the facts. It wasn't that way at all.
I know the story you've told, and I can't believe it any more than others do.
But, honey...
I won't talk about it. I can't. Come on, take me out of here.
Well, sure, Ellen. You come along. See you later, Sheriff.
Well, I'll be. Didn't expect anything else, did you, Jack?
Even she wouldn't believe me.
And if your own wife won't, that means...
Huh?
Won't nobody else, neither. Young fellow, if it turns out Samson's really done for, I'm afraid things are going to go so good for you.
Then, Sheriff, you've got to find him.
That's what I aim to do.
You've got to find that masked man and see where Mr. Samson was took.
Uh-huh.
So what are you standing there for? Go on. Go on, doggone it. Find him.
Aye.
Looking for me?
What in the masked man?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. Startled at the sudden appearance of the masked man, the sheriff instinctively slapped his hand to his holster. Was stopped by the Lone Ranger's lightning draw.
Careful, Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff, watch out. He's got a drop on you.
I didn't come looking for trouble, Sheriff. But anything you start, I'll finish.
Why did you come here?
For the answer to certain questions, which you and Jack should be able to furnish.
Stranger, where's Samson? What do you do with him? He's still alive or ain't he?
You'll answer my questions first, Sheriff. Yours will come later.
Well, looks like your boss. What do you want to know?
Who were Samson's enemies? Who would benefit by his death?
What are you getting at?
I have reason to believe Jack has been telling you the truth. I believe he's innocent. In that case, you'll have to look elsewhere for your killer.
You believe in me, Masked Man?
I do.
Why?
For one very excellent reason. I've seen both Jack and Samson. They were found under circumstances that made it appear they had shot it out. But there's one fact that won't agree with that story.
What fact?
That if they had fought, their shots would have been fired at almost the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't. Samson's wound was made almost an hour earlier than Jack's.
You're sure of that, stranger?
Yes.
How do you know?
You might have seen the same thing if you'd had the opportunity to make a comparison.
I would have if you hadn't took Samson away.
I had a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
If I had left him where he was, it might have been shown that Jack was innocent.
And what?
By taking him away, I'll do more than that. I'll also learn who was guilty.
Masked Man, you do that and I'll be your part for life. Outlaw or not.
You make it sound good, stranger, but how do I know you ain't talking through your hat?
Give me the information I'm asked for, and I'll prove I'm not.
You mean tell you who might want Samson down here?
Yes.
I wouldn't do no harm to tell you that, I reckon.
If you don't, I will, Sheriff.
Now, don't get hasty, young fella. Now, let's see. There's Buck Fine, and there's Sam James. You know, Samson was always like it.
Samson's enemy, or had something to gain by his death.
Uh-huh.
So any one of those men might have shot Samson and framed Jack for it.
Not right.
The sheriff wanted to investigate each one and learn what kind of an alibi he had for the time of the shooting.
Uh-huh.
But I talked him out of that. Our plan is not only easier, but more certain. And I don't want any of them to think that he's under suspicion.
That's a good idea.
The sheriff agreed to it.
Him help?
He will, Kemosabe.
What can do?
I think tomorrow he'll spend quite a bit of his time in the cafes in town. Telling the townsmen just what he's been instructed to say.
You seen the masked man, Sheriff?
What'd he say?
Sheriff's just seen the knife.
What's that masked gent's game?
Hold on, fellas, now. Hold on.
Telling you about it, but how can I with all you fellas talking to one?
Well, how'd the masked man have him look you up, Sheriff?
Because I'm the law, that's why. Why wouldn't he?
But isn't he a crook?
Maybe. But I got my own notions about that.
But how about Samson?
He's alive, all right. I hate to say that he's going to live.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the masked fella says it's going to be kind of touch and go. He's still unconscious. Well, he can't be moved or anything. The masked fella's got a redskin paw tending to him.
Where are they?
Now, that's something I ain't saying.
The masked man going to let you know what happens to Samson?
That's all been fixed.
And Jack
stays right where he is in jail. Maybe he's telling the truth about that shooting, and maybe he ain't. If Samson lives to tell his story, we'll get the facts. Till then, Jack's staying behind bars.
But how long is that going to be?
I don't know for sure.
Then why don't...
But it won't be too long. The masked man said they ought to know whether Samson's going to pull through or not inside of 48 hours.
I don't have
Oh, it's you, stranger.
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, why?
You've been all around town. You let everyone know what I told you to say?
Sure have, mister. By this time, if there's a man, woman, or child in these parts don't know about it, they must be deep.
Good.
Stranger, just a second.
Yes?
I've answered all your questions when you ask them. Mind if I put a few to you?
Go on.
Ain't anything you should mind answering. First off, this engine part of yours you've mentioned. You ain't told me his name. It wouldn't be Tonto, would it?
It would. But how did you know?
Well, I just had a hunch when I heard you ride off last night calling that horse of yours Silver.
Oh?
Would you mind my looking at your guns? Just one of them will do.
Take it. Satisfied?
Bullets of silver.
Right.
Mister, you may be wondering why I didn't put up no bigger argument when you told me you were skewed.
It was logical. You certainly could see I had nothing to gain by it.
But, mister, that wouldn't have been enough by a long sight.
No?
It was because I had a blame good notion who you was.
And then in that case, maybe you'll be ready to carry out the rest of my plan.
What do you mean?
Recall the names of those men we discussed last night. The men who might gain by Samson's death?
Oh, sure.
Well, tomorrow, send for them. Have them brought here to your office.
But what for? What'll I say?
That you're forming a posse. That you've chosen them to ride in it.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Sheriff. And I'll tell you exactly what I have in mind.
Tell us who we're going after. We're all set and ready.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe I should have told told you a little more. But you see, fellas, I've been so busy watching for the signal, it kind of slipped my mind.
Yeah. What signal?
The one that masked man's going to send.
The masked man?
That's right, Buck.
Then this has got something to do with Samson?
Fellas, the masked man told me Samson would either come to this morning and pull through, or he never would. Now's the crisis. If he dies, ain't nothing much we can do but go on with the case again, Jack.
You got some kind of notion he didn't shoot Samson?
There's certain things kind of point that way.
What in turn is...
Better let me finish. If Samson comes to, he'll be able to tell us who shot him. If it was Jack, well, all right. But if it weren't, then we want to grab the skunk that did just as fast as we can.
But how about this here signal you mentioned?
The masked man will make it. It'll be a smoke signal. One smoke will mean Samson's done for.
Yeah?
And two will mean he's conscious. He can fall.
Phillies, look towards the hill and smoke.
Where are you seeing it?
There it is!
How many, Clark? How many?
Just one.
Oh, and that means...
Samson's cashed in his chips.
Yeah. Well, I reckon that's that. He ain't going to talk. Waste no time. We ain't going to...
Wasted our time, did we? There's the second signal. You take a look. He just got to go. Take this pole cat to jail.